Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Ages of Rock podcast. We are back. We are all three back for a change. Actually, we were back this last time. We missed Thanksgiving. Alan did a short little mini episode for Thanksgiving.
God damn, your description of that was longer than the episode itself.
That's true. But we hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We were all over the place doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Bill did some crazy, must have did some kind of crazy stuff because Bill's wounded. He's wounded
I actually didn't do jack shit.
So Bill was wounded in the battle of the wounded knee.
There you go.
I was injured in the battle of wounded knee.
So, I mean, everybody thinks that we're like the monkeys and we live in a house together and we all like hang out. We're like a band, but we're not. I haven't actually talked to Bill very much. We've texted back and forth a few times. Tell me about your knee. How did that happen? I hope it involves Fireball or something.
It involves none of the above. I've been having trouble with it off and on for a couple of weeks and just been kind of bothering me. It's been stiff, stuff like that. Like if I sit too long at work, it like gets real stiff, stuff like that. So it's my right knee. And I'm right-handed. Yes, okay. My knee gets stiff. My knee gets stiff at work. Okay. So
is that code?
No. Code for my knee gets stiff at work. So I had went up and down the stairs, I guess, Tuesday a couple of times when I got home from work. And the last time I went down the stairs, got to the second to the last step, stepped, and may have maybe turned my knee, my leg or something like that, heard a pop, and then could not put weight on it. Wow. So it was excruciatingly painful. I wandered around that evening in a lot of pain. Called in a favor, and a friend of mine got me into one of the docs here in town, Dr. Von Feng, who's a sports guy. It was not a sport related injury because I was involved. Just for the record,
did you say Dr. Von Feng?
I did.
Is he like a blood doctor?
Von Feng, just Von. Dude.
Welcome to my office.
Anyway, so he's a sports medicine guy, so there's no sports involved, but I go to him for like other issues. I have my hip and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So anyway, he saw me. We took some x-rays, and I went and had an MRI that afternoon, and I talked to my radiology doc, Dr. Matthews. He said, we got some problems. You'd have a scope. Here's some stuff. So Dr. Von Feng gave me some good medicine to help me at night so I sleep better. And actually, I could probably do this or this the entire time. Anyway, so today actually is a really good day. I've been able to walk around with just one crutch, not two, and I'm a little more upright. I can straighten it out a little bit more today. So I don't know. It's not been swollen or anything. It's just weird as hell, man. It's just weird. But apparently, I got a piece of cartilage that broke off. I got a bunch of crap in my knee, so it needs to get cleaned out anyway. So I'm gonna have to have a little scope action going on. So of my knee, not of my
it's better than on your knee than up your butthole. So there you go.
That's right. I'll take it on my knee. I'd rather not take it. Anyway. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me. It's been since Tuesday, so it's been almost a week.
I know you've been down.
It has been a little bit of a rough period for me. So I did not do a damn thing on Thanksgiving. Basically, I made gravy in the morning for biscuits and gravy for the kids. And then I laid around on the couch or on the chair and didn't do a damn thing. At least I did all of it. So amen to my wife, who was awesome on Thanksgiving and cooked every freaking thing under the sun.
Right on.
I was gimpy. Still am. Yeah, you know, it's like I had a step limp. Step drag thing going on.
There you go. So anyway, I'm glad you're on the mend or going to be on the mend. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully that scope will be a quick. Usually, that's a pretty easy situation. So we'll hope for the best for it. So
yep, we'll see what happens.
All righty. So anyway, we got a few things. It's kind of almost kind of a rock parade plus an album thing. Bill and I, we scarfed on some albums here in the last.
Well, let's be real. I shamed you into going.
And I'm glad I did because I was into it. It was like crack. You just give me a little crack. I'm like, ooh. So anyway.
Yep.
But we are going to talk about this, though, at some point here at the end of the night. This is Creatures of the Night, the 40th anniversary. I did get, finally, from Kiss Online.
You're just impatient as hell.
You know, it's just ridiculous. I get a thing saying it's going to be at my house. FedEx is going to deliver it to my house. And then it sits in Ohio for fucking 4 days. They say then it's out for delivery on Thanksgiving. So while I'm at my mom's, I got my neighbor watching the fucking house because it's going to be raining on Thanksgiving a little bit, or chance of rain. So he's watching my house all day for the FedEx truck to drop by. Well, of course, it didn't come on Thanksgiving. It comes the next day.
You know he never watched your house, right? You know, he went out to the porch.
Brandon was outside doing his lead. He had some trees trimmed, so he was out there dicking around.
Having a beer, not watching your house. True, you could give
a
rat's
ass. They had Thanksgiving the next day, so it was bad for him. But anyway, the thing is, you picked it up days before I did. So anyway,
I did.
We will talk about that.
Well, we don't have the same version, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so it's anyway. True. I mean, we don't have the same version.
So,
which I could give a shit about having the other version. So
right. So anyway, so Wally World had their $15.
I got the version on sale. Spotify.
And that's the same version.
I got the same version you got on iTunes.
And that's the one that I listened to. Actually, I haven't even pulled. I opened the record to get the booklet out, but I haven't opened the record. It's a three. I got the three. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Anyway, so me and Bill abused the $15 Walmart thing. So, Bill, you want to go through yours real quick first? Let you do your
sure. Sure. So, I have three that I don't have actual with me because they're future Christmas presents because I was not aware. I ordered them online through Walmart and was not aware that they were in the store, too. I thought it was an online-only thing. Right. So, I bought three. I bought Darius Rucker, Prince Hits 2, and Cheap Trick unauthorized hits or something like that.
Yeah, that was it. They had that at my one in Uber.
So those are the three that I bought that are sitting somewhere. I gave them to Lisa. She's going to give them to me for Christmas. I will be so surprised.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh,
but then I found out it was really in the store. I thought it was just online only, and I wasn't gonna mess with all that stuff because it was just a bitch to go through all that stuff scrolling. It's much better to go through, you know, bins that you can throw stuff everywhere. And it was ridiculous. I don't know about the Walmart you're in, but mine looked like there'd been a fire sale. I mean, there was shit everywhere. I mean, it was.
So before we even get into this, Walmart, if you're gonna sell records, you need to sell them. You need though bins that even look like record bins.
Doesn't matter. They don't.
Well, the problem is it damages the records. The corners get bent. They get fucking creases in them, and it pisses me off. So Walmart needs to, if you're going to sell records, get a decent looking flip. Okay. You know,
just you so you them. Know, they're selling them for $15, and they don't give a flying what you.
I was just only ready to say
they don't care, dude.
Walmart gives zero
shits.
Yeah, zero fucks.
That's even better. All right. So here we
go. Okay. Go ahead.
So I got, I went on the Get Greatest Hits tour is what I went on, to be honest with you.
Kind of good, dude.
So I have, I got Matchbox 20. This is called Exile on Main Street. So this is a Greatest Hits record, basically, is what it is. It's a really good record. I listened to it a couple times.
Are there any Rolling Stones cover songs on that Greatest Hits album?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I'll let Bill figure it out first.
I don't think so.
All of the Rolling Stones fans are disappointed in you, Bill.
Why? Did they say Rolling Stones?
Exile on Main Street is a Rolling Stones album.
Oh, I don't think yeah. that's. I don't. But I don't. Okay. Well, I'm not a Rolling Stones fan, so there you go.
I'm just jerking your chain.
We didn't even know that.
But this is not jerking your chain.
But there are no Rolling. There are no songs on here. They're not. That is. That song's not even on here.
Jerking your chain. Move along.
I would have thought there would have been, though. That makes sense. There should have been.
Okay. I would too.
So then I bought. I got Keith Urban. This is a volume one. This is some stuff he's doing for them, for specifically from Walmart, I think.
Right.
I got a George Straits volume one. I got a Prince Hits one. So this is the first one.
Right.
The other one,
I guess that's the earlier stuff. And then
no, they're all mixed up. It's all mixed up, which is really cool because
get a little bit of everything.
Yes. So if you buy either one of them, you get a mix of.
Is there two or three of those hits releases?
I think there's only two of these.
I know we've got two, but I was thinking there was a third one.
Yeah, this is the only two that I've seen, and I've not seen it online anywhere else either. I've only seen these two.
Instead of buying his catalog, I mean, I have Purple Rain, but other than buying everything else, that would be the way to go.
Because there's a lot. I mean,
it's going to get you the good stuff. So
yeah, I mean, the great stuff. You know that, you know, it's got Soft and Wet, Pearl Necklace, Diamonds and Pearls. You know, the important Prince songs.
Pearl Necklace. That's
ZZ Top.
I'm just seeing if you guys are paying attention.
Well, I'm sitting there going, what is that?
All right. Pink Cashmere, you know, the the usual print stuff. Okay. I picked this up, put this back in a record store, and then I ended up buying it here. I did get Ozzy's newest record.
Man, I looked all over for that. Could not find it.
Patient Number 9. Zone. This is a great record, by the way. If you haven't picked it up, you should pick it up if you're an Ozzy fan.
I still have not listened to that.
It's good. It is a double album.
So was it a half speed or what? Or was it come out as a double album?
No, it came out as a double album.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It's not a special edition. It's just it's only special because it's gold.
Got right. Mm. Walmart exclusives. Yeah, that's
got a Walmart sticker on it.
Yeah. Walmart's got some cool stuff though. That's one thing you get cool records.
Except for record bins.
Yeah, they're record
bins. Yeah, the record bins suck. In case you want to know, Walmart, you need to buy some record bins. Don't bend up your records and bullshit like
that. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And then I saw somebody had picked up Creatures of the Night 40th anniversary for $15. I'm like, yeah, no okay. Shit. So I go to one and I go to the other one and look at what I found.
So okay. that's the half speed though, right?
It is the half speed.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is a half speed remaster and rebastered, and it does not have 375 songs on it.
Right.
And I don't give a shit.
I've been told that of all of the ones that they put out, the half speed remaster sounds the best.
That's what I've heard too. So it's
well, all I know is I'll let you know I haven't opened it yet, but it does have the cool googly eyes. They're glowing googly eyes. Those are pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
So
turn your light out. We want proof.
Okay. I don't know if it does or not. Look, does it really glow?
All we can see is the reflection of ourselves.
I mean, it's
well, and that's not glowing. We know that. So
yeah, fuck you, Bill. Fuck you and your one good leg.
That's a good haul.
Yeah, it was. So I did. I added it all up, and I think I bought. So this was 6 records here, I think.
Right.
And I think I got. I think it was buy 3 get 3 free.
Cool.
Basically, how it worked out. That's pretty damn good.
Right. That is good. That is good. Well, $15 for an album is good money.
A brand new record. That's
new
great.
Records are right around the $20 mark at the cheapest, and usually 23 to 28.
Yeah, none of these were $20. Not one of them. They were all right. More than that.
All right.
Okay.
Here's what I got. This is an album that I put up and I put down and I put up and put kind of like the thing, but I finally got it. The Slash.
That's a good record.
I listened to that today and it's fucking fantastic. Except for those fucking marks. See that shit? That's what I'm talking about, Walmart. God damn it. I don't want creases and fucking shit in making my albums look like crap. So anyway, this is an exclusive red vinyl, though. It kicks ass. I love that
album. I have that. Same thing.
Really good. One that you don't have.
Mine's not creased though. Oh, hey, look at that. That looks familiar.
I did buy the Matchbox 20. I like it. It's in white vinyl, so I haven't opened it yet. But I don't have any Matchbox 20, so I thought that was a good album. And like I said, it's a double fucking album. This thing here was $29.97 originally.
$15 off.
$15. All right. So then I ended up buying Judas Priest. This is the 50 heavy metal years of music. And this is actually $35.97 is what this album
is. Is it a greatest hits?
These are legacies. It has a bunch of live stuff, plus it has some unreleased stuff on here. Side three is Victim of Changes from 1978, Cleveland, Ohio. It has Green Monolishi from 81, Bloodstone from 82, Ripper from 91, Hellion, Electric Eye on the other side from June 86, Live, Center Live from 88. Wow. Then it has some tracks that haven't been. It's kind of cool. It's just a double album, but I mean, it's
kind of neat, man. That's cool.
180 gram, and I think there's some booklets in there too, but I haven't opened it yet. Really cool one, and I haven't listened to the actual record, but I listened to it on Spotify. Def Leppard, Mirror Ball. This is actually from 2012 or 11, I think it is, from their tour. But it's all live. It's three discs. And this was originally, I took the stick, well, the sticker came off of it when I pulled it off. But, you know, there's three
records.
That's
how it usually works.
Well, I try to, well, I don't know what it is.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Well, on a double album, I won't take the plastic off. I just cut the album and I won't open it up. Because it's never going to look like the Kiss Alive 2, so it's never going to be that good. So I'm not worried about it. But these three record ones, you have to pull the fucking plastic off because you got to, they flip it fold in on each other. So you lose the hype sticker, which I wish they'd stick it to the fucking record and be done with it. All right, so I ended up, then I got White Snake's Greatest Hits, double album. These are all remastered in limited edition red vinyl, 16 newly remastered, everything's remastered. Just has everything from, Slide It In, Slow and Easy, to the, you know, Crying in the Rain, All Still of the Night, all that stuff. So that's kind of cool. I did buy Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's
a double album. This is really cool. It's on smoked. It's called smoked vinyl, so it's kind of clear with some colors in it, but it actually looks really good. Unlike the Alive one that looks like puke.
I was gonna say, wait a minute, didn't Kiss do one of those? Or wait a minute,
yeah,
that was
but actually, they actually here just real quick, just for shits and giggles, I'll. It actually looks kind of cool.
I mean, that's not smoked. I would say that's like a reddish.
It's clear with a reddish. Bloody. It's got some red and black in it and stuff like that. But I mean, it looks really cool. I like.
I have that same record. I wonder what mine looks like. I wonder if it's the same way.
Looks like black, I imagine, didn't it? Did you get it from Walmart?
I got it somewhere. I mean, something like that. I think so.
It might have been. This was, like I said, this was a Walmart exclusive. So unless you got it at Walmart, you didn't get that. I did get ABBA Gold, which is the record is guess what color.
Black.
It's gold. Anyway, double album, of course, you know, $15.
I thought for sure that was a trick question, Dennis.
No. And then I got Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor. This is 180 gram. It's got the original, how it was, like the paper bag cover on it. Actually has like a laminate pass from one of their concerts, which don't mean dick because they're just reproductions or anything. This is kind of a cool album, though. In the Evening, Fool in the Rain, All My Love. It's a little later, Led Zeppelin. All right. I was going to give you shit about buying those country albums, but Dennis bought
I know you ain't going to give me because I know what you got.
I know, because I showed Bill already. All right. So if you're going to go country, you're going to go big. And if you're going to save some money, you're going to go this one. Garth Brooks' Legacy. $15, seven albums, seven CDs.
Yep.
I couldn't pass that up. I'm not even a Garth Brooks fan. This is also the numbered limited edition. This thing Bill said was $150 originally.
Yeah, I bought it last year at Christmas, and I got right around that time, and I got it for like, I think it was on sale for $45 or something like that.
It's $40 is what the price is at Walmart now. But this is the numbered original. It's a holographic foil.
Yeah, when
packaging.
It came out, it wasn't. Yeah, when it came out originally, it was $150.
Yeah. Wow. And this is basically going to stay sealed. I'm not going to play this. I'm not going to do anything with it.
I've opened mine, so it's good. Yeah.
Did it come with the CDs and the records, or was
yes CDs and records? Seven vinyl LPs and seven CDs.
The only record it's not in there, I think, is Fresh Horses.
No, he has Fresh Horses.
Okay, maybe the very first.
No Fences, The Chase, In Pieces, Fresh Horses, and Triple Live, which I don't know any of his ones.
First one's not in there. Garth Brooks album's not in there. But one of them is not in there. It's
180 gram vinyl.
I didn't hear him say Rope in the Wind.
That's not. Yeah, it's not in there. So
yeah,
but 180 gram vinyl, original analog recordings, seven digitally remastered and remixed CDs with bonus tracks. Each box set includes one of six different commemorative Triple Live packages.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, I'm like going. I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, but for $15, I am not walking out without it. So anyway, I bought some country.
Why didn't you buy like Kelsey Ballerini?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Well, you don't like Garth Brooks, so it's $15 too. I don't know why that makes no sense.
Your logic
makes no sense.
14 pieces of music for $15. That's a dollar. That's like a dollar.
Well, it's not 14. It's really
$1.77
because you got the other ones on. You get them on CD and on vinyl, so you're really only getting seven.
True. All right. Anyway,
but whatever.
So I bought some Garth Brooks. It's never going to be
for
open,
$2.
So it doesn't matter. I'm going to sit on it, and then sometime my great great grandkid will take it and put it on eBay and get $35 for it. So anyway,
$1.50.
So we're going to talk this tonight, though.
Hold on.
You got something? Oh my gosh!
I have something for show and tell.
Let's do
it. Awesome.
I know it ain't Walmart vinyl.
It's a case. It's a briefcase.
It's a briefcase.
It's a briefcase. It's a record player. Oh my god! He got a record player.
A Crosley. There you go.
This was a gift somebody gave to me. Actually, I got it today.
Well,
I wasn't sure if I was going to get it in time for this episode or not.
And then next week, Alan will be like, guess what I bought? I bought a record.
Probably not.
And
I got to listen to my Ace Frehley first. And then I got to listen to my Pump 5. Yeah, I'm trying
Pump
to think.
Five, there you go.
Because I've been given three records since we started this podcast.
Did you get one from the guys from local guys? Did you?
Pump 5? You should have a Pump 5 record.
I have a Pump 5 record. I have the Ace Frehley, the autographed Ace Frehley record.
Yep.
Didn't you get one from the guys that we had on, from local guys? The two guys that plays bass and guitar at the same time. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about Cold Stairs?
Yes. Didn't you get one of those?
No.
Okay, I bought that. Bill and I bought one of those.
Yeah, I bought it.
You didn't get it. So anyway. All right. Well, cool.
I got some extras I'll give you. Like I got an extra Ozzy record if you want it and some other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, actually I think I got some stuff. I got some stuff I'll give you. It'll be fun. You got a new
Garth Brooks box set.
Would you like a New England album? I have like
15 of them.
Now what I thought was funny. Is on the back of this, it's got the RCA outputs.
Right.
It also has an auxiliary input. And if you look on the inside, it's got a switch so that you can get right there. You can do Bluetooth or record.
Yeah.
Cool. So you can Bluetooth your phone into these high-tech speakers.
There you go.
Yeah, they sound great.
You know, I had actually, you know, we had a console stereo, and before I had
now what would be funny is if this Bluetooth the record to your phone instead of you Bluetooth into this. I'll have to read the manual. I'm just kind of guessing.
Right. That'd be interesting.
we had the console stereo when I first started out, but before the Christmas that I got my stereo, whatever it was some kind of cheap, really like a Lawrence. I don't remember what it was, but it was really shitty stereo. We had a plastic, you open it up, record player with the one speaker. That's what I played my Destroyer and Alive on in my room. I mean, it was either that or the console.
I wish I could remember. I got for Christmas one year, it was a little record player and it had two speakers that you could mount on the wall. Mm-hmm. Right. And I always thought it was a Panasonic, but I cannot find the, you know, even old pictures of it or anything.
Right.
But I really wish that I could find what record player that was, because I would probably buy one just for the nostalgia of it. Because I used to take my record player, and then my sister had a record player, and we would get in the bedroom together and we would take turns playing DJ, you know. That's cool. So, of course, my radio show had a lot of Beatles and Kiss Destroyer, because I had like three Beatles records and a Kiss Destroyer record.
Yeah. And once again, we have the Beatles. Hey, come on.
And by request again, the long version of Detroit Rock City.
All right.
Funny.
All right, let's move on.
Well, that's good. All right, so anyway, we're going to talk tonight creatures, and like I said, whoever is listening to the Xers, we'll talk about that, but we're just going to talk about creatures. Like I said, this is one that I've got. I think I've got one copy. I might have original, and I've got a regular copy of.
I have four versions of that.
Do you have for? I've got. I might have. This might be my third version of this. I think I got an original. Well, I take that back. I got a CD, and then I bought a record that was a remat, 180 gram. And then I got this one, and the only reason I bought it was for the demos. And we talked about this actually. Alan and I talked about this a little bit earlier. You know, Alan was privy to demos earlier on. You know.
Collecting demos, you know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Sure. So a lot of these demos I had heard.
Right. And for me, I never heard these. You know, I was never privy to that. And I don't know, for some reason, never got into it. That's why when the Gene Simmons box set came out, people were like going, well, you know, everybody has heard these or has these, some version of these songs. But for me, it was just like, man, this is 8 disc or whatever it was of material that I never had. Oh, and by the way, Gene, it pissed me off this week.
Well, before you say anything about Gene pissing you off, you know, you're talking about you had never heard these demos before, and all these people are like, well, that's old news. Right. You know, right. For all you people who've heard this stuff a million times because you've been collecting it for 20 or 30 years, right. Don't shit on somebody that heard it for the first time just because you heard it first. Stop being a fucking gatekeeper.
Stop being a dick.
I'm going to bring that up again when we get to Not for the Innocent. Fuck all y'all.
Tell
us how Gene pissed you off.
Well, and of course, I know we've went through this before, but anyway, they've now, I guess, Rhino is sitting on a shit gob of these fucking vaults that they didn't sell. They made way too many that they didn't think that they thought they were going to sell more. So of course now they're selling not the vault. You get everything that was in the vault for $500. I'm like, God damn it. You know, if I had that option, you know, when I bought the vault, I mean, I know I got the CD.
You bought it for a reason, and the reason you bought it.
But the thing was, if I had known, but at that point, I heard Gene on that interview say that it will never, ever, ever be released any way else. But this is the only way you can get this.
Because Gene and Paul have never changed their mind.
Well, they've never changed their mind. Rhino owns it, and Rhino's just fucking, we're going to liquidate this shit. We're tired of sitting on it, and they're just going to get rid of it. So anyway, okay, so I'm done. I'm done bitching. And I got see Gene, I know. But, you know, there's other ways I can see Gene. I've seen Gene a few times. So anyway. All right, getting to this album. Of course, you're going to get the Creatures album, which I think, personally, is a fantastic album. It was, you know, it come after the heels of Elder. It was the thing that got me back into Kiss. I remember getting the cassette and like going, oh my God, thank God they're back. You know, of course, I got 3/4 of Kiss back because, actually, you know, we knew that Peter was gone, but now guess what? Ace is gone too. And I was like, oh man, that sounds different. Because it did, because there wasn't no Ace anymore. But yeah, Creatures, the album itself, I think is fantastic. And that's why I bought it again. And I bought it for the rarities, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you guys, what's your first Creatures? Your likes, dislikes, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think you missed your favorite song, your favorite Kiss songs on this record as well.
There's two songs on here that I'm tired of, but it doesn't matter. There's other songs on here that are great. So there you go.
Speaking of those two songs, did you listen to the other version of the song?
Yes, I did. I didn't tell much difference, to be honest. Unless I missed something.
I don't know. I haven't made it that far yet.
No, to be honest, I mean, we'll talk about the other stuff here, the outtakes and stuff. But as far as the album's concerned, yeah, you know, except for I Love It Loud and War Machine, I'm done with both those songs. But at the time when they first came out, they were really great songs. This whole album was really good.
So, Bill, is the version that you've got, did it come with I'm a Legend Tonight, Down on Your Knees, Nowhere to Run, and Partners in Crime?
Nope. That's on Hits.
He just has the...
I just have the regular Carnival of Souls record. That's all that comes on that one.
Well, that's not on that at all.
Not Carnival of Souls. Creatures of
the Night. No, sorry.
It's a different show.
It is a different show.
No, his is just half speed, but he has a two album of the regular album.
Yeah.
Half speed.
That's one thing that I do like about the what they put on Spotify, because not only does it have the demos, it has that live stuff, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. It's actually this album that I've got right here, the three record, is what's on Spotify. Yes.
But I like that it comes with those four songs. Because those four songs came out on Killers.
Right. And
they were, I think they were recorded at the same time, and they were recorded for Creatures, but didn't make the final cut.
Right. But we need to talk about the other ones, and we'll talk about those too, because those came out later also. There were a bunch of those that came out on other albums, and I just don't know which ones. I didn't take the time to look back, and I'm not a real big 80s Kiss fan, so I just kind of, you know.
All right, we'll start plowing us through this stuff, Dennis.
All right. Well, anyway,
what are we doing? I mean, I don't know what we're doing.
No, we're just talking about the album. I mean, so your recollection on Creatures, Bill, we'll start with you. So when you, for you as an album, is it good?
Yes.
Songs you like, songs you don't like.
I like the record. It's one of my favorites, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it one of those things that kind of a breath of fresh air after the shit storm of... the Elder that you hate so that you love
yeah well
so
any you know paint drying is better than the Elder listening to the paint drying so okay. No, it was cool to see them back in being a band that I thought was mysterious and, you know, looked wicked and stuff like that again, so yeah. Sure. it was great, yeah, and great show too, so yep,
right,
really enjoyed
Alan.
Well, for me, you know, Creatures of the Night is one of those albums that I didn't get into until 86, 87, somewhere around that. You know, after Asylum came out, and we were between Asylum and Crazy Nights hadn't come out yet, so I was looking for what else does Kiss have, and my friend Keith let me borrow his Creatures of the Night cassette, because I saw it, and I'm like, what the hell? I've never seen this before. Right. You know, and I was honestly blown away by that one, just because, you know, the drums were so bombastic, and at the young age of 16, I knew nothing about recording techniques or anything like that, and you know, I just thought that dude can beat the shit out of them drums, you know.
So that's interesting the way you say that, because, you know, I always wonder how people, you know, like with Bill and I, you know, as we went through being fans from the early days, you know, how we progressed to the Elder, and then this came out, it was kind of a you know, but as if you started later, as you look back to it, you know, it's interesting to see how that record rates with people, you know, because you're like going, you know what Eric Carr does, you know, you've heard the bigger drums, and then you go back to that.
Well, Creatures for me is one of my top five Kiss albums.
Yeah, you know? I'd agree.
And you've got good stuff. Creatures and Lick It Up. Both of those, to me, you know, I like Lick It Up better than I like Creatures, and I really like Creatures.
Right. So to go through this real quick, two Creatures of the Night, Saint and Sinner, Keep Me Coming, Rock and Roll Hell.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Say it correctly.
Keep Me Coming.
There you go.
That's what I said. Oh, coming. I said coming. Coming. Rock and Roll Hell, Danger. That's side one. And then side two is I Love It Loud, I Still Love You, Killer, and War Machine.
Let me hop in here real quick. Did you know that Rock and Roll Hell is a Gene Simmons co-write, rewrite, cover of a Bachman Turner Overdrive song?
Yes.
Have you ever listened to the Bachman Turner Overdrive song?
Yes, I have.
I dig both of those songs, really.
Yeah, they're not. They're close. My favorite, like I said, I actually, Keep It Coming is probably one of my favorite songs on the whole album. I think that's, I like that when it gets that dun 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 dun, that kind of thing. And actually, the live version on this LP3 is they do a really good job on it. Of course, it's played way too fast. Live Kiss at that point was, it was on 78 at that point. You know, everything was fast.
Yep.
But no, the album wise, and I'd like to sometime A and B those, if we ever get together, Bill, bring your half speed down. I'd like to A and B these two together to see how much difference there is in that. Because I've heard that this remaster here is not as good as the OG or the other remaster. So I don't know. You know, who knows?
Who knows?
The deal with it. Go ahead.
I haven't had a chance to play it yet, play it as it should appropriately be listened to.
Yeah, it should be like
at a volume of
it's at much, 11.
Much higher.
You can't hobble all the way over to the record player by himself.
Oh, I can. And you just can't turn it down fast enough.
So you'll hear it. Lisa will hear it. Your neighbors will hear it. Maybe the mailman will hear it. As
I was going to say, like I like to say, when I listen to Kiss, so do the neighbors.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go with, and then on this one here, the LP2 has the demos, rarities, and outtakes. Side three of the second album here was Deadly Weapon, which that was on
Asylum.
You got to help me. What's that?
Asylum.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember that Betrayed. Was that ever?
That is a different song than the one Gene put on Hits. Completely.
That's what
different.
I was thinking about. I do like the fact that when they're on here, they're doing a lot of times, they're just making up words and kind of humming and saying weird
stuff. Got the melody, but they don't have the lyric.
Exactly. It's like they know what they're going to say. They just don't have the exact words. And I love hearing shit like that. Betrayed, and I'm a Legend Tonight, which was on Smashing Trashes and Hits, right?
Killers.
Right. Killers. That's what I'm. That's right. That's at X and Seven.
Just Trashes and Hits, Killers. They rhyme close enough. Yeah.
Anyway, close enough. And then Nowhere to Run. And that's all on side three of the LP2. Side four, It's My Life, Gene Simmons demo. I fucking love that song.
So who wrote that song?
Gene. He's doing everything, or did he?
I don't know. That's been an argument that's gone on off and on.
I don't know. I was just thinking that it's his song, and he's kind of, and you could tell it's one of those Gene demos. I mean, it's like you could tell he's doing just about everything on it.
Oh, it's a Gene demo. I think Gene wrote the song. I've heard Paul say that he wrote the song. So,
well, I like that. That song should have been. Has that song ever been put out on an album?
Nope.
Or just been. That is a catchy fucking song. That actually could be a hit song. And I don't know why they never ran with that fucking thing. I don't know. I mean, know that it's a demo and it's a rarity, but I got it in my head and I sing it. It just goes through my mind. You know, it's like
I'm sure without mentioning any names that there was a power struggle there.
Probably.
I'm sure there was. And then, of course, you got Not for the Innocent. That was on Lick It Up, right?
That is on Lick It Up, and that's one of the other things that I wanted to bring up.
Okay, sure.
I heard the Not for the Innocent demo a long time ago too, and I made the comment that I really like that demo. No, right. You don't like that demo. It's just different. You're used to the old one, and you just think it's something. Fuck off. Don't tell me what I like and what I don't like.
It's your fucking opinion. You know, who gives a shit? You know,
and that's people like that just drive me fucking batty. Let people like what they want to like. Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Conform. You have to conform.
But no, I think that was good. Rock and Roll Hell, this was take two. These alternate takes, I really don't tell. They got that. I Love It Loud, alternate take. And then Don't Leave Me Lonely, drums with guitar instrumental. That
I have to tell you, I got bored with that. I started listening to that stuff. And I'm like, I couldn't
I couldn't make it. Rock and Roll Hell, I got into about 2 seconds of it. And I went, yeah, fuck it. I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
Interesting, though, was LP3 with The Wives. And the number one was Creatures of the Night. And this was from Rockford, Illinois, 1982. Is that right? I'm trying to pull it up here. Where am I at? Creatures of the Night live, Rockford, Illinois. I can't pull it up. I can't pull it up anymore. Oh shit! It's gonna. Oop, don't want to hear that. Okay. Anyway, that's got to be, if that's the best version of
what was that? Creatures, what was that? I wanted to hear what? That. I wanted to hear that other music you were gonna play.
I heard the crowd. I'm trying to turn. Okay, so the new iPhone 14, the volume buttons are lower than the regular one, so you can't use your.
They're in the same spot on mine, man.
Not. But I'm saying I had a 12. They were up higher, so when I'm hitting the up button, and it's actually the down button.
You need to remember that.
I know that. Anyway, I didn't give it. And the crowd noise is not going to give us a YouTube. So don't worry. Here's my thing, and Al and I talked about this a little bit before we started recording.
Oh, fine.
Creatures of the Night. They couldn't find a better recording of that to put on this fucking album. I mean, it starts out, it's a fucking shit show. I mean, the fucking chords are off. It's bad. It's just, I mean, of course it's, you know, it's at 78, which that's the way that Kiss was at that point. They were playing everything at super speed, so fast that it was it's hard to sing along with every one of these songs live, or like when they do on the live, they do I Want You. It's so goddamn fast that Paul can't get a breath in between plays. Like he's trying to get to.
I don't understand the purpose of that. I mean, I don't.
Wasn't it told that they wanted Eric Carr to speed it up just to make it different and to conform to whatever was coming out at that point? I know, Alan, you've said something about that before, didn't you?
I've always just said that whatever speed they wanted it played at is what speed Eric and Bruce or Vinny or Mark or whoever was on the guitar at the time, you know, they did what they were told.
The people, that's what I'm saying. It's people complain about Eric Carr either being, you know, getting out in front of people and being nerve, you know, whatever, and making it faster.
That's not true. The case at all. That dude,
that's
is
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They
I've
were
never
told
heard that about him.
They were told to play. No, I'm just saying though, being in a musician and playing, you can practice a song 80 fucking times and you get out in front of a public. Number one, probably 9 times out of 10, that fucker is going to be about twice as fast as what you practice it, because everybody gets all hyped up and everything. But that wouldn't have happened with Eric Carr. So when people say that, I think it's wrong. You know, I think Gene and they were told, this is going to be our beats per minute. You're going to play it at this. We're just going to speed everything up. Which I don't
but if
understand.
if you remember, they also changed the key of most of those songs during that era too, and moved everything from half a step down to standard tuning.
True,
you know, so that didn't do any favors for a certain vocalist either over time.
No, it made it tough. But anyway, I was just thinking, man, this Creatures, it's just like that first. If you listen to, if you can listen to it, go in there and listen to it. It's just, I mean, the chords are terrible. I mean, I know that they fix these live albums, but this is just. There's got to be a better recording than that. I Love It Loud. Guess what? I skipped that. I didn't want to listen to it.
We only got a couple of different options on there.
I know. And Keep Me Coming actually sounded pretty decent. It was a little fast, of course, than the record. sounded pretty decent, though. They did a good job. War Machine skipped that one, too. Imagine that. I Want You. I love that song, but it just does not sound good. And it's super fast. It's just, I don't know. And then,
but you got to take the, I mean, I took the, all that extra stuff for what it is. Right. It's just stuff.
Right.
And it's
right.
it's just recordings that people wanted right. to put on there. To be right. honest with you, I listened through these and didn't really pay much attention because it was half this, half that's a part of the song.
Right. Right.
You had people that mumbling around and they were trying to figure out what the lyrics are going to be. I just took it as information. I didn't really rate it at all or grade sure. it or
a lot of like, that stuff, you know, where they're talking in between songs or they're coming up with this or coming up with that. You know, it kind of reminded me of what the Beatles did with the Get Back documentary.
True.
You know, because through that entire documentary, you see them trying to come up with the song Get Back.
Right.
You know, so they're throwing out all these alternate lyrics and writing things down and scribbling. You know, that's the cool stuff that I like.
Right.
Because, it gives you an insight
you
as to that.
Them, you know, this is yeah. how we make our music.
Sure.
Yeah. It gives you an insight into the process. And
it also shows, you know, how you can take these terrible lyrics that Gene wrote or these terrible lyrics that Paul wrote and, you know, mix it up or, you know, what's the word? Massage it into something sure. that's, you yeah. know, palatable.
Yeah. My thing is listening to the side three of this deal or album three, listening to Vinny live, you know, so Ace, you know, they write good songs in Kiss and then Ace does a solo. And then when he goes to the stage, he tries to do it best he can. And he hits the mark. I mean, usually they're right on. They have the same general, you know, they follow the same path as a recording. Vinny doesn't do that on any of these fucking songs. I mean, he might hit three notes that are the same, but they're all, he just fucking makes shit up. I mean, he's just absolutely all over the fucking spectrum.
He's a shredder. Don't you know that,
well,
Dennis?
But the thing is, well, why didn't he shred on the fucking album and then take that shred that he did that's so fucking good and reproduce it or be close to what he's doing? He's playing shit on this album live that, it doesn't sound anything like the recording, but it's just a bunch of noodling and fucking bullshit. So
weedle, that's weedle, my weedle. Only problem
with him. Hence the reason he lasted another.
The best thing about this the three album deal is this booklet is extremely extremely nice. I haven't
that's
really
pretty
got
cool.
to, I haven't got to read through a lot of it yet, but it's got some great pictures from the era because there's, you know, really the creatures, the tour we went with the makeup. Has not been, you know, it's not widely seen. You don't see a lot of video from it, but seeing like a lot of the photos from the that they did, you know, a lot of them were probably at a concert situation where they did it before the concert and they're, you know, set up. But I mean, that's a great shot, and that's actually with Ace on there, so that's kind of odd. But I mean, it's just really
it's probably at the I Love It Loud recording.
Probably
it may have been. But like I said, the rest of it, and it kind of follows the whole tour that they did with the Creatures tour. But I mean, it's a nice booklet. I mean, I got to give them props for that. That's worth the, you know, it isn't worth $70 I paid for. This is worth maybe $15. So anyway. But you know, I would like to hear I haven't listened to the album itself. It's yet. So I'd like to listen to that.
Bring it over to my house. We'll listen to it on my new record player.
Yeah, I'm right. No, it ain't going to happen. My needles are a lot better than that needle on that Charles. Like, trust me.
I need to.
But I will A-B in it with the one that I've got. And then I would like to A-B it sometime, Bill, with your half speed and see how that sounds. Because I've got a couple half speed Foo Fighters, but I don't have a original to
So play, now when you know. Say they're half speed, does that... Does that mean it's like a 33 record, but there are less songs on it, so you play it at 45?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, not so just for wearing a hat, y'all.
You're flipping a lot more, but you're supposedly with that
getting better sound quality.
It gives the grooves. It's not so tight to where you're cramming all this stuff in there and it able.
I like it. Tight,
able to
baby.
Get it.
I'm
they're able to get
you.
It. Most of us do, but anyway.
You wouldn't know.
I'm gonna stop there. But anyway, no, it's a great album, and I'm glad to have this three. Like I said, one of these days I'm sit down and listen to all three of them, and I have listened to the whole thing on Spotify.
So for those of y'all, I'm sure most of the people that listen to our show also listen to Cobras and Fire,
right?
But for those that don't, Jason Bakken did it, or as they called him on the show, Bakko. did a really an in-depth of A, B, C, D, all the different versions of Creatures of the Night.
Oh, did he? I haven't looked at the video yet,
but I did see that was posted in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So
actually, you know, I think most of our friends that are KISS, well, most of our podcast friends,
most of our
KISS
friends
fans
that are more professional at this than we are.
But I mean, there's been a lot of them this week have come out with, I'm sure, you know, ours is, you know, we just more or less joked about it, but I mean, they're getting more in depth with some, you get some actual facts and some figures and some dates and some, you know,
right.
Who uses facts? Don't
do that. We don't do that shit. Facts are for wieners.
Well, overall, you know, I will say, even though I'm not a collector of stuff like this,
sure.
Overall, I think KISS knocked it out of the park with this one.
Right.
And I don't know if KISS is the one that put this out, or if it was Rhino or UME.
It was actually...
Whoever put it out knocked it out of the park, right? Because, you know...
UME did it.
As has always been the experience with anything KISS collectible that comes out, more often than not, it's half-assed. And this, to me, it looks like they actually put effort into it, you know,
right,
with the packaging, with the, you know, the demos, the different takes of the demos, the live stuff. You know, if I was going to buy any of this collectible stuff that they've put out in the past 10 or 15 years, this would be the one that I would buy.
And the thing is, if I was going to buy it too, I would buy it somewhere else than KISS Online. And I'm sorry to be like,
did you
that,
say piss online?
No, KISS on. Well, piss on KISS
why,
online.
Why? Because it's why? Because
everybody who ordered through Amazon and through all the other outlets are going to fucking Walmart got it before we did.
You know?
I mean, I got to give them credit. They actually showed up this time and didn't fucking beat the edges of it and all this other shit. You know, I've not had good luck with KISS Online. They delay shit. I mean, I know the delays aren't their issue. I know that is a product, I mean, the hell, this was done in the Czech Republic.
Yep, yeah. They all are.
So this was Czech Republic. And people were bitching about the color because originally they were supposed to be this light blue. Well, they come out dark blue, not like the mock-up. And everybody was fucking just throwing a fit. I'm like going, I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's dark blue. Who gives a shit?
You should be pissed about that.
I don't care. I mean, but the whole point is, anyway, no, my thing is timing. My thing is timing is the fact of when people, I mean, especially when you get a thing saying it's going to be delivered today and you actually take time to fucking have people, you know, especially on a holiday, who the fuck would do that? And I'm
well,
like,
I saw somebody posted on Facebook today that, you know, his screenshot said that on the 23rd it set out for delivery and today's the 28th and it still says on the way.
You know? Yeah. Well, they sent me a thing saying that it's on my way. And when I went to FedEx, it said that was on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th, it says we've got the order. We're getting ready to ship it. Now this is FedEx. I didn't get it till fucking the 25th. So that's ridiculous. I mean, somebody held it for a while, or they sent the order beforehand and then they got the shit. And you know, don't feed me, don't tempt me and not send it to me. You know, when that motherfucker goes out, then send me a thing saying it's on its way.
There you
that's
go.
That's what I want to know. So anyway, fix your shit, KISS Online. God damn it. With that, Alan, won't you take us out of here?
All right, people. Y'all know the drill. Visit agentsofrock.com. Check out past episodes and social media links. And until next time, peace out.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.